This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
That because these people were unusual and they were out of the other asylum, they were the ones that taught Musa. It says somewhere, the Rambam says on a Tainis they would take people to be Mochiach the Am, and it said that they were Yireish Shemayim in the Urav. Yireish Shemayim in the Urav is an important chelik of the one giving Musa, because Musa is always the pshat that you hear the emes mitzad the person. L'mashal, if I tell somebody about a halach he doesn't know, then I don't need to be smarter than him. The person could be a goyin olam, he skipped one sifkat mishabura, I have to learn a sifkat, and I tell him, you're supposed to do this and this. That's not necessarily, you need somebody bigger. You don't need somebody bigger to yell at somebody and threaten him. I could be a face, whatever it is, and I have a koyach I could have you thrown out of the yeshiva. So I'm threatening you, if you don't do this and this, then this and this will happen. That's also not nafka gadol to cotton. Musa is just the etzem being ma'ir in a kud of emes, of toiv in a person, is when it's coming from a person who's toiv himself. So the musa that a person gives, real musa, is when I come and tell somebody, listen, it's not a tachlis. Life has to have a tachlis. You have to grow. You have to this. You have to that. The erech of my words are in direct proportion to my personal erech. If it's coming from somebody who is not a big, the divrei musa that come from somebody who's not a big tzaddik, don't make a reshim, because I don't hear the sound of the emes coming from somebody. When it's coming from somebody who is himself holding there, so the words he says, they carry the whole mitzvah of the person. But there were many anashim gedolim who were not terribly great speakers. Reb Aaron Kotler was mipchinat rhetoric. His words, it was very hard to understand him. He talked a mile a minute. But there was a fire in the person that came through the words, and the whole metzias, the person was mochiach, not the words. Same thing with Moshe. Moshe was also not a great speaker, but the whole sense of tzidkis, the whole sense of anava, the whole sense of goodness came through in the words, and that's divrei musa. Divrei musa is where the words themselves, the toiv shebam, is what turns on, and that's why the big people of each generation were the people that had to say musa. Okay, for erech madregas malosam or madregas musa shalem. That's one of the big things by the Baal and Musa, that they did not say a shmooze unless they were holding by it. There's all sorts of Gedolei Musa that they sometimes cancel a shmooze. They said they weren't prepared, and it wasn't a problem the Chazal with the Varta, that they had plenty. It was a problem. They didn't feel in the mood that they could be Machiach and give the Musa and so on and so forth. So there's a famous Maisa, Chassidish Maisa. I don't remember if it was with the Chidushi Arim or the Sfas Emes, maybe even the Kajan. So and that Cheda, and they said, he said over a word from his Rebbe, and they were the Shtemim from it. It was a word of the Chaybehem, and they said that the Shtemim is, he wouldn't have said the word if it was a holding by it. So upon him, the holding by a word is the Erech of the person, that's Erech the Musa.
Musa
things that are a lot more kholistic and things that are chayvek the entire Musa Avoda. Asher bevar Hashem, Avoda Hashem Baruch Hu kol ma'ase Adam. Ki kol ma'ase Adam ruim shu pinim Avoda Yisbarach. So the entire scope of activity, he was saying a kholistic, a sweeping thing, al tiyuk avodim and so on. Ki kol ma'ase Adam ruim shu pinim Avoda Yisbarach. Ufikach oma al tiyuk avodim shash Yisrael kal v'pras, b'moyo shemayim aleichem. Oides ba'ase da tignes, ach Hashem ha-tzadik. And later on, he's going to explain also where Atignus comes specifically of Hashem HaTzadik. Now a bunch of shaylos. Eicha maltiya kavod sham shakal pras. L'kol tayer moli mitzed. The Torah says, "L'man yitav l'chol ma'yuchay amecha." Echem and mekoyim is harbe. The oid. The harei amrinan. The b'perik kamed b'avasra. Ha'oyme. The sellers will stock on Mashiach ibn Yair is a tzaddik gomma. The echoma al lahava kavod of shashal shashal kavod press. The oid kash, by the way, it's a stamma mulfag of work on this. This would be a rebbe, I don't know if the oilam heard him, the Rimnitzer. The Rimnitzer was, he came from Russia. In Russia he had done tremendous pa'ulois for Yiddishkeit, and he had a reputation of being a tremendous Baal Moifis. Very, very strange at Haggis. His hours were like just completely off. I mean, Mincha Mayim Shachis was just completely off. And for Tzkuf, he lived in Arzabir, actually, the building next door to mine. And it was very interesting, nice. Yabacha from the Mir once came by to the Shtibul, and the Rebbe grabbed hold of him and said he wants to make a kvias with him. And they would learn every night from 12 to 1 or 11 to 12. They'd learn Gemara. And at the end of the year, the bocha was nifta. The terror mice was in Haaretz Ofim, and he got dried out. Whatever, it was very interesting. But lemaisa, the bocha once said over a word from him. He said this gemara, "Im eselos du l'tzadik l'ashich yibnit." Gemara put down a shana also. So Rashi says, "Behu sheyeh rogel b'kach." So they asked. So the pasha pshat is that the person gives tzadik anyways, a bald tzadik, but he happens to have a child who's not well. So he does it for that also. So there's an ansari that his kavanah was to give it to tzaddik no matter what. They want it to be an eretz chus, which is not an avro. The Rebbe said, "Wish rogel b'kach" means that he's rogel, that he can make nisim happen, and when he gives money, the child gets better. So then his das is, it's not asmach to balma, but his das is taka on it. Very, very interesting pshat coming from him. It's al kapanim. That's a sec. Void kasha. Shama elak avodah shashal sarashal kabel pras. Mechazer avodah shashal kabel pras. I mean, every effort is in it because he wants something out of it. Veloyetzach leima rakal tesham shal kabel pras. Lishal leila kabel pras. It's not, nobody's there and doesn't want to get paid. Veloyama void kasha mashama vi moira shamayim aleichem. Veloma vi yehe moira mokam aleichem. Oymar kash bachayim. Why does the term shamayim is used for that? I guess even though you have a lot of time, Shem Shemayim is Chal, Shem Shemayim is this, and Shem Shemayim is Kaddish, but I guess as I've seen Shemayim, Shem Shemayim, Agaponim, good. Upir Shemayim Azeh, Shevada Ika Vede Shashem Zbach Me'ava, Vim Yasa Bishvoskar, Dovaze Eino Iker HaVede. So that certainly is not the Iker HaVede. Let me explain something here that is, people make a mistake and just don't quite understand it. The what does it mean? It's the same as the definition of Lishma, which is where the Rambam makes this distinction. Or Ahava versus, I mean, there are all sorts of questions, but when you're Oyev, you like it also. So let's explain it. If I ask a person, I ask two people, why are you swimming? Why do you go swimming? Every day you go swimming, why do you go swimming? So one person answers me, that's what I love doing. This is my life. My life is about swimming, and from time I was 4 years old, I was splashing in a pool, and this is where I feel that I express myself, I realize myself, I'm a swimmer, that's me. A second person says, when you go swimming, I suffer from a bad back, and it's hard for me, I swim, it strengthens my muscles, my back muscles, and I walk around, and it's very good for me. So the ultimate goal is one step away from the thing itself. Swimming makes good muscles. Good muscles make a pleasant life for me. So everything in life is divided between things that I can actually say, this is my fulfillment. This is me. This is the otachlis. And for things that are emtsoim, schar means, anything I do for schar means it's not the ultimate tachlis. I'm doing this, converting it into money. I work in the office all day. That gets converted into money. The money gets converted into apples, oranges, cars, whatever it is that I want or need. So the mahalach of schar means it's not the final realization of what I want. Ava is, this is the realization, this is what I want. So avoida is not for schar, that's not ikra avoida. That's not the tachos of avoida, the etzem. Omnom, mikol makoim, afim oimit, oimit shoschar shegilo, hu tzadik gomer. It is perfectly correct to work. In other words, I am not fakruming anything if I do it for schar, because that is also something which is in the seder hadvarim. The lemashal, if a person swims because he wants to strengthen his muscles, that swimming, that is also a function of swimming, and it's not wrong. Masha Enkin, if I'm swimming here so that you can't use the swimming pool now, that's a misusage of the swimming and its tachlis. The mahalach of, in order that I get schar, because I, and this we'll see the next piece that he's going to explain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give schar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to have what they need and what's good for them, it is not a wrong mahalach. It's not the right tachlis, but it's tzaddik in the sense that it is a within the mahalach of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that is correct. And we'll see, he'll explain a little bit more. Rak, be'uma so'ilam ein et tzaddik, k'nisipe kam rababasr, v'atam, k'kasha oisir v'tzein Hashem Yisbarach hu tzaddik, v'Hashem Yisbarach roite shiyat toiv v'Yisrael, v'areze sho'im arei selo ze letztokam nashi yichye b'ni, oi she'e ben oilam haba. So, because that the kavanis he has is in line with appropriate kavanis, then it's not bad. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I have workers for me, and I want them to produce whatever it is that I'm making, and so on. And so, obviously, the worker who works because he likes producing the cars or the computers, so that's the best worker in the world. The engineer really enjoys thinking up of a new computer. But let's say a person, I give good schar, the person gets good schar, and he's happy with it, and he works well because of that. So, that's good. In other words, I'm happy, even though it's not the tachlis, but since it's good to have workers that are paid well, I'm quite okay to have that you should get paid well. Let's say, so if the worker charges me a little more money, but I know that the money is going, but I know that it increases his sense of working well because of it, I'm fine with that as well. But let's say somebody delivers pizza to me, or somebody's selling me goods, and he overcharges me, then I'm upset, because that person's welfare is bichlal not on my agenda. Klal Yisrael is a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So the things that make the vehicle effective are within the realm of a Ratzon of Hashem, and therefore it's not krum or off. It's not the ultimate goal. Masha'inke umasoylem, where their well-being kishla atzma is not a tachlis, there we say it's not. Well, the figures that come, avumasoylem in roi loymakach. And it's an extraordinary havana. Vim hoya efshal loylem beloy umasoylem, hoya devaz a nechshav my loylem. Not the kishproko hates umasoylem, but beikir is umasoylem is only a chitimtza, and b'meilan a chitimtza, it's something which, if I could do without it, I would do without it. Rak sheyef shalom lo musoylom, kol sherachnu v'akamacha. Lefikach, the bo musoylom she'en yotzeis b'chem lakach in etzarek. So when the musoylom does it for its own hanah, there's no rotzen in that kiyum. Shrei do niel nena shenosn eitzel lekayrish hal tzedaka. The reason why Daniel was punished when he told the Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah was because the task of the tzedakah was to help make his malchus good. Doesn't mean that he's a tzaddik gomer in the sense like we say this guy's a tzaddik gomer. Ah, he's a gewaldik, you know, there's nothing missing. But that's not the intent of the word tzaddik gomer. Rather, it means our pure tzaddik belichi sar. In other words, it's perfectly in line with avoda. Or belita sevesidus. Avol midal yoyna she nikra oivit me avol gamri einloy meshal zekavu praf. Or befir shom lakach beperikama davoda zara. So certainly that's not the ultimate. Kirit nan wayoime al tiu kavod and shamsha sarav al nasa kabul pras. Are lecha mevua ki ika mitzvah sheyach poitz v'mitzvayisav. Let's give another dugma, another marshal. Let's say somebody is nice to his wife. Not because he likes her or because he thinks she's a good person, but he says to himself, if you're nice to your wife, there's a nice family atmosphere, and the family is a happy family. So certainly it's not the ultimate kavana, but it's a kavana in line. The wife also wants a very happy family atmosphere, and it's within that person is not krum. He hasn't reached a point where he wants to do it just because she wants it, but b'cholayfin, having a happy family is part of her intent as well. But let's say he wants to, he's very nice to her because he wants her to leave him a big Yerusha that she has from someplace else. That is certainly wrong, it's perverted, because that's not part of the Mahalach of Kavanis. So in the correct mahalach of kavanas, they could be best and good. So that's what he means over here. Kitnanu yoyme altiu kavodim amshashav kafas. I really hope before keika mitzvah sheyach poitzu mitzvoisov. That he should want the mitzvahs. Not a person should feel the sense of his mitzias, his accomplishment in doing the mitzvahs. David al kol kol. So, since that person is, since he's chafetz mitzvoisav, that's the ultimate person. So, when being good becomes my sense of tachlis realization, my sense of personal sense of toiv, that's the ultimate goal. Kloima, shehu ha'ish ha'me'usher al kol kasher mitzvayza chavetz moed v'lei b'schar mitzvayza. El de mekol ha'koyim tzadiku. Af im oivet sheyev ben oylem abba, a Torah dimer zeh tzadiku kach omlo me'yitav l'cha. So the Torah has no problem saying ma'yitav l'cha, because ma'yitav l'cha is an appropriate it's there. It's ad haga, it goes, and so on. So it's not as if the Torah is talking about something which is wrong. It's talking about which is right. It's just not the final nekuda.
So why is the Torah telling us to do something which is, you know, only somewhat b'di'evid?
Well, that's not. It's a correct description of the olam ha-mitzvah.
Hey, what is the title of Laman? Laman. What does the word Laman mean?
The Laman means not for the purpose of, but this brings about this. You know, the ultimate lishma, the Torah can't really talk about, because that's kilu a kavana beyond in words, in a sense. The Torah is telling you this is the mahalach of mitzvahs, in that hatava comes with it, and so on. The pasuk is being megalatos, the world of mitzvahs, which includes this inyan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a description of the world of mitzvahs. Of course, it's a full description of what mitzvahs go to lead to. But the lishma, the Rambam says that, you know, when you the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos and Zakdamah to Sanhedrin says that he brings a mashal agavurcha, that just like when you're training a child, you start by giving him candies, then you give him clothing or money, and then you give him covet, and then if he's worthy of it, megalin loy razeh. The Rambam seems to, and Moira, the Rambam seems to say that the kavana of lishma is not an easy kavana. It's not a kavana that you can say it for hamoin am, and it has any meaning. Just like if you speak about Shabbos to a tzibur that's not frum at all, you speak about sort of food and then this and that. That's mashpi on a person. But you speak to them about the family being together, getting away from the work, thinking about other things. You describe it with a lot of things that are correct and are appropriate kavanas of Shabbos, but the ultimate sense of being made under Borei Olam and Kedusha Shabbos is something that, if you're not there yet, you're going to have a very hard time explaining it. So the Torah itself is a Torah that's written for the klal. Things that are shayach only to Yechidim don't, you know, the klal is the Chomesh Lemikra. The Torah is written so that there are no philosophies in the Torah. The Torah is written so that the Chomesh Lemikra dehers it the way Moshe Rabbeinu dehers it. Each one can deher it. So in Yonim that are not shayach to the Hamoin is not written the L'mayitavcha is there's a mahalach in the world of hatava in every way. The hatava of mitzvahs, the hatava of tzavainish come together. And that's shayach to tell to a ben chamish lemikro also.
I understand.
Okay. Be'efshele farish, and by the way, also I guess a maimah muska, I think that the Rambam is very, very important. Not only pedagogically. In other words, Klal Gadol is, I don't need the Rambam to tell me how to teach kids. That's an umnes that Lamdim should do, and so on. The Rambam is talking to me, I think, a much bigger side. And I think, as Adam said, some Kedai just to mention, because we're speaking with a team of Netaira, you can't skip steps. You can't. Skipping steps doesn't get you where you should go. Because if you're not ready to deherit, a kid needs to deher cheder in terms of candy, not in terms of olam haba. An older child needs to deherit in terms of money, not in terms of olam haba. What happens is people learn to say things that they're not holding by, and then it becomes a sheker. If a person's kavanis are beyond where he really is, So then, what he learns is to repeat things that are not emes, and to think that he's holding by someplace that he, or to give himself a guilt conscience, you're holding to someplace. And when a person, Moshe, speaks openly, if a person is capable to say, I enjoy the learning, but people are doing better than me, and it really weighs down on me, that is good. Then the person can work with himself. If a person is afraid to say that because the learns all the shmon, who's the canon, who's this and that, then the person is not going anywhere. The same with a kid. If a kid learns to say things that he's not holding by because he's expected to say it, then he's not going to steig. What he's going to do is he's going to learn not to be emes to himself, and either at some point it'll plats or whatever. There was a young bachur in yeshiva now. His father is not about tshuva, but he's kind of became like very firm, and he's, he means well, but he's very tough. The kid's got a teva that's not so easy for him to learn. He's a very, very bright kid. And one of the mashgichim came over to him and asked him, Avram, how are things going? He said, oh, great. He said, that's not true. It's not going great. Learning is hard. It's boring, isn't it? You know, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with saying that it's boring for a 16 or 17-year-old kid. He's a very young kid. It's a drag. Be honest. Say it. It's important to do it, but you know, be honest with yourself. It's very hard when you train kids. When a kid can't say that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Davening is long and dreary, but rather, what are you talking about? You're sitting in front of kids are covered. How can you imagine it being long and dreary? Then the kid doesn't know what to do. So his mind goes through a few calculations. Either he learns to say really, really inspired when he's not, or he's going to say, listen, as long as my father's around, I have to say these things. But let's say it's tough, it's difficult. You know, it takes a long time to appreciate it. You could even say you have to be there for davening because the Torah is mechayev. That's fine. But the emes what it is, and let kids know, you know, and the klal is, if a kid is able to find his tivim as he goes along and he grows from stage to stage, he will eventually grow up into being a very fine ben Torah. If he's not, then trouble starts. There's nothing worth saying to a child, you should be playing basketball 2-3 hours a day. It's good. Someday, in another year or two, you'll start maturing, you'll have more discipline, you'll be able to sit another hour and a half, and so on. Instead of telling the kid, you'd only know how good learning was, you wouldn't want to play basketball, you don't have a geschmack of learning, that's why not. It's wrong. You start with the teva of the person and figure out what his emes teva is, and move with that teva along, you know. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to. It's interesting. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a crazy masmid himself. His father was Lo Yehuman. I mean, I knew him already older years. I mean, he was well, but younger years, he was a very, very, very powerfully physical person. He could, you know, even when he was sick, when he would close the door, the building would shake. He was a very powerful person. And when he was young, he had a tremendous. Had tremendous ava fitness, and his mother was uncanny. But for his kids and for the people around him, he very much did not like it when kids were pushed through things that was not natural for them. And he would always say the in those days in Yerushalayim, the Litvish and the Prushim used to wear shtreimels also. The little kids used to wear shtreimels, like an 8-9-year-old kid you'd see sometimes coming wearing a shtreimel. Reb Chaim is saying a shmuz. Whoever wears a shrine at the age of 8 will remain at the age of 8 for the rest of his life. That was the way he expressed it. In other words, a kid has to know, he has to grow into things, and that's why my personal feeling, again, I'm not repaying, so kids should wear colored shirts longer, kids should play ball longer. There has to be a sense of maturing into a process. It's not a chachma because the kid's teva is not there. Can you force a kid out of his teva? Yes, you can. Is it a smart idea to do so? The answer is no. Is it true that the Vilna Gaon at the age of 3 was learning Shas? Yes, but he was the Vilna Gaon before that, and that was his Tivim, and that was his Kishon, that was Metzius. The Torah speaks to a person. A person is called by Schar. Lishma is the high darga. The Rambam says all of Torah was given to a person. That's the Rambam Makis, the Pirshon Mishnah, says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Marba Torah Mitzvahs, Rosh Zaks Yisrael, because in Torah Mitzvahs, he says, since Olam Haba Shaykh to Lishma, so maybe if you do a lot of mitzvahs, you do one of them Lishma. So all of the mitzvahs for a whole lifetime is so that there's one of them that struck home and a person really, really finds that mitzvah b'shma. But for most people, it's not. And there's a reason why the Torah spoke to people and somebody, maybe shut off the tape and go to a second. Right?